Hello, this is Sam Sebrin. I'm here at Crossroads Brewery in Athens with Ken Landon and Janine Bennett, the owners of Crossroads. And it's very exciting here in Athens. They have a lot going on. They've been working really, really hard on restoring this building and making all kinds of beers, as well as now they're making their own sodas, and just a lot going on. So, Ken, how's it going?
So far, so good. We're still here. That's a good sign.
yeah, I'll say. It's come quite a way since the days of the tasting room. You started out with just a tasting room, and now we're here in the full bar room. And you want to tell us a little bit at first? Maybe we could start about all the work you've done restoring the building.
Yeah, big job. Everybody knows the Brooks Opera House, built in 1893, basically falling apart. We've been here. We got the building, just to give a little quick recap, October 09, restored the building for a full year, getting it watertight exterior. We opened the tasting room October of 10. We actually are coming up on our anniversary of our first brewing day, which I believe is September 10th. And we're still constantly in construction. We have a few more items that we have to build out before we start attacking the second floor, which eventually we're hoping to be to create that into a music space. everything you see here in the pub and construction-wise is all reclaimed. I would say 90% of it's reclaimed.
It's a lot of beautiful wood everywhere in here, and this bar. We're sitting here at the bar, and
beautiful bar, black walnut. Reclaimed from a black walnut tree that had fell, and I think it's someone's backyard on 2nd Street, yeah?
Van Valkenburg
was just laying there, and I believe...
John Van Valkenburg?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but Brendan Brunner had this black walnut in his garage, and was basically just holding on to it for something special.
He was letting it age.
He was letting it age, right?
That's what we came up with.
He offered it to us, and we made it happen. You know, it's beautiful. We get a lot of comments on the board. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Brendan.
Yes. So, it's been an ongoing process, not just with making the beer, but all of the construction work you've done here and restoring the building.
Absolutely.
And I think we've already seen here in Athens what that's been doing in terms of bringing people to Athens,
yeah.
Would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about this a few minutes ago. People are coming far and wide. We do a cask on Tuesdays, which is very interesting. If anybody out there wants to experience something like that, please come down on Tuesdays. But
can you tell people a little bit about what cask ale is?
Cask ale is dubbed real ale. And what it is it's beer in its natural state. It is naturally carbonated. It's not gas induced. And essentially it is served through what's called, the vessels are called a firkin or a pin. It's hand drawn with a hand pump. It's served at room temperature. You really get a lot of the flavor profile in the beer. It's the way beer really should be consumed. The reason why beer is gas induced is to preserve it so it doesn't go bad. Mm. So once we tap a cask that night, or as it's called, a firkin, it has to be consumed that evening, because once the air is introduced to it, it does go bad. It's just like soda, you know. So that's an interesting thing we do on Tuesday nights. People do come from far and wide here. We're starting to see it more and more. I had a couple tell me 2 days ago they bought a house. Oh, they're renting a house right up the block from here in Athens, because there is a brewery here.
Wow.
They just love it. We're getting people, a couple came up all the way from Peekskill yesterday. I'm getting people from Connecticut. And I'm hoping that the other businesses here are also feeling that customer base increase, you know, just from more and more people coming from outside here. And this is all being done. We just figured out we spent $200 in advertising. We haven't advertised. The beer, the product, and just our presence here is speaking for itself, and it's really, it gets overwhelming at times, but it's definitely something special. You know?
Yeah, the word's getting out about, you know, people have the beer. I think you have the beer in several different places now, regularly being served.
Yeah, no doubt. We're in at least, I gotta say, at least 20, 25 places locally. We're in Manhattan now. We're in Brooklyn now. We have a distributor, American Thrifty, that distributes our product down there. We still self-distribute up here. And you know, I could touch a little bit on that whole distribution thing.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an interesting. Most people don't realize what's involved with the distribution laws themselves.
Yeah, the distribution laws in New York State are just really, really antiquated. Law has been in effect since Prohibition, which essentially says once a brewery enters into an agreement with a distributor, they sign on for life. There's absolutely no way for you to get out of that agreement. I shouldn't say no way. Microbrewery can buy their way out based on fair market value, which is the distributor comes up with that number, which is completely unfair. So essentially what that does is for a small brewery like us, we sign on to a distributor up locally. He takes our product on, puts it in his portfolio. He doesn't feel like selling that beer for a couple of months. That basically puts us out of business. We can't sell our beer anywhere. And then to try, you know, when we're shoestringing it, to try and buy our way out of a contract is just, it's absurd. So what we're trying to do is get that law removed and basically get it to a point where we are lobbying this. We lobby it. It's through the Brewers, New York State Brewers Association. If we can enter into an agreement and that distributor doesn't perform and our product makes up less than 2% of his total portfolio, we have an option to get out. So that's it gets a little more complicated.
It's complicated.
And I'm not really 100% on top of it like I should be. All I know is that I self-distribute up here for a reason, and that is the main reason. I'm not looking to sell my soul to anybody. So.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, in your passionate journey here for making your own business, that's something you probably didn't know going into it that you were going to meet up against.
Well, being that I got into the business 10 years ago through the sales and marketing aspect of it, I knew what we were going to be up against.
Mm-hmm.
But I also made a decision that we weren't going to put ourselves in that position. Look, if this is going to fail and it's not going to work, I don't want it to be because of somebody else. You know, let it be me or us. Let us take it down. I'm not going to put it in the hands of a distributor and have him destroy it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just want to mention that I'm enjoying a beverage here while we're talking. Which is something most people might not realize, that you guys are also making your own handcrafted sodas, and I'm having a root beer, which is absolutely delicious. Janine, can you tell me a little bit about the sodas that you're making, or what you're making so far? You've got this root beer. Does this have a special name?
We're not naming the sodas. We're just going to name the
Hutch's
beers.
Famous.
But we do call the root beer Hutch's Famous root beer. But the root beer will be on tap full time, and we'll have sort of a guest soda on another tap, kind of at a whim, whatever he feels like making. The other soda will change weekly.
And do you have cherry soda now?
Right now we have cherry cola on tap. We just finished grape.
Grape.
I'm not sure what's coming next.
I don't even know what's in the cold box.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that you guys are rotating. You've always got fresh beers happening besides the cask ale, which is different every week.
Yep.
Your cast of beers is always changing.
Yeah, we're trying to keep 10 up there, which is, it's a challenge. Our five mainstays, they've been here since day one. We'll keep those on, but we're rotating out our seasonals. But really, the Wee Wah Wheat is really a big favorite. The Lighthouse Amber Wheat we have on. The Home Wrecker Imperial IPA, which is a very big beer for any of the beer geeks out there. It comes in at 9.4, served in a 12-ounce glass. The Abbey Road's been on for a while. It's another Belgian double. A lot of complexity in that, a lot of flavors. And the Raspberry Beret is, for a lighter drinker who kind of likes a fruitiness to the beer.
I like the description on the board up there. For a Raspberry Beret, it says dangerous glass of yum.
Opposed to the Homewrecker Imperial IPA that just says danger.
Yeah.
One of our bartenders came up with dangerous glass of yum. It did have an actual description next to it, but she said that that's what it should say, so we erased it and wrote that.
Great. That's great.
I'm trying to remember when we last spoke on the radio, but I don't know if anybody... has been keeping up with us. Our Outrage IPA at a festival up in Tap, New York, won for the best IPA in New York State in that category. And we also took home up at Tap, New York, which was it was unexpectedly for us, the best brewery in the Hudson Valley. We hadn't even had the pub open yet. We were just working out of the tasting room. So that was just overwhelming to us at that stage. Who would have thought, it took us completely by surprise. But those are some accomplishments at this point in time that we were very, very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exciting. And not only was it exciting for us, but it was exciting for the village of Athens to actually, everyone's taking pride in this place, and which is great,
Well, it's another thing that we could touch on is for the people here in Athens. It's you've created a really nice atmosphere in here that's becoming more and more kind of a gathering place.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that was what we set out to do from the beginning. Everyone is welcome. It just doesn't matter. And this is really proven where. That whole philosophy where the locals and the outsiders and however you want to kind of put that into perspective can't get along. Well, everyone comes in here and they all get along.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who, what color, where you're from, what your background is. It doesn't matter. And that's the way we want to keep that.
Athens has a strong New York City, Northern Jersey population that comes up here. For weekends and things like that, so the village kind of expands on weekends,
mm-hmm.
which we think is a good thing. It just brings more business and more fun, really.
Mm-hmm.
People that come up really love it here. They're here because they love it, just as much as the locals sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny. What's really funny is you would think that I've heard this time and time again. Locals don't support local businesses. Well, you know what? I'm telling you here and now. That's not true. And not only do they support this business, but I've heard time and time again where the local people who come in here all the time walk around and say, you know what? I don't know a single person in here. That's awesome. You're bringing people in from outside. And mm-hmm. and they're embracing that as well, And I think the pride is really coming back. Into the little village here. And
a lot of the decisions we make with the construction and what pictures to hang on the walls and things like that is all, will the locals like it? Will they be proud?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they are. They love it.
Yeah.
And the feedback that we get is we came in here and everybody's seen how hard we've worked for the last couple of years. And we took pride in what we were doing and we brought something really special to the village, not only business-wise, but it's a very comforting atmosphere in here. We get that time and time again, and that's that's what we wanted to create. That was the big thing. So it's exciting. It's exciting, but still stressful at the same time. Believe me.
Yeah, it's a lot of work here.
It's a lot of work
going on here.
It's a lot of work.
But yeah, I think it's inspiring other businesses to come to Athens, and
we hope that's what the plan is.
Yeah,
that's definitely right up there. Introducing different things now, slowly but surely. You know, we're.
What do you have? You have some. You have some weekly kind of nights, different events happening now.
Yep. We're trying to, like I said, we're trying to take baby steps and, learning process, what's good, what's bad. But Tuesday nights we introduced a cask night as well as $4 pints. Wednesday nights, which is tonight, we introduced an open mic night. Anybody's welcome to come down. That's hosted by Eves Goldberg. He's local. His wife bartends here tonight. She's local. They're both singer-songwriters. Eves took on the open mic night for us, which is, we did it last week for the first time. It turned out excellent. We're hoping it snowballs. Thursday nights, we're trying to do music every Thursday night, bring in local bands. And
right now it's smaller acoustic type music.
Small acoustic, yeah.
Smaller bands.
So what I'm thinking is Thursday night music will switch to Saturday night as the fall comes, and then we'll replace Thursday night with something else. I'm kind of kicking around maybe a vinyl night or something interesting like that. So that's still in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have a few events coming up here.
Yeah, actually this Saturday we're going to be at the, where is that? Golf course?
New York State Craft Beer Festival. It's put on by Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck. It's at the Dinsmore
Golf Course
Country Club.
Yeah.
In Statsburg for the Terrapin Catering place.
Also this Thursday night is National IPA night. We're actually going
to
be doing a cask here as well of our new beer, the British Pale Ale, to celebrate National IPA night. So Saturday noon, we have a wine tasting at the Cultural Center, right?
I was going to say, the following Saturday we have
beer and wine tasting?
Beer and wine and food of the Hudson Valley. Taste of the Hudson Valley, I believe it's called.
And that's right here at the Athens Cultural
Center.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 8 next Saturday.
We got a Saratoga Festival coming up, also in September. there's so many things. I'm just going off the top of my head. August 9th, down at Hopheads.
Yes.
We're
going to
do a Meet the Brewer night, another place that carries our beer, Hopheads. They're down in High Falls. And also August 20th, we're going to be doing a Crossroads night down at Birdsall House, which is all the way down at Peekskill. They're affiliated with the Blind Tiger in Manhattan. They love our beer. They want us to come and do a night down there. We're going to feature 10 of our own beers down there, talk to everybody about it. Did I mention the Hunter Festival in September?
Craft beer and wine,
at September.
Look on hunterman.com.
I forget the date.
I don't remember the date either. It's in September.
And then we got a bunch of little things in between there, that we're trying to keep up with. We're working with Alana, to do some things with them. Really, beer dinners are in the works right now with some restaurants who want to do some beer food pairings. So that's really exciting. This is the route that we really want to go. We're trying to just, keep it fresh and new each week. It's hard. It really is hard.
Mm-hmm. And so eventually, I know I've heard a lot of people rumbling about having food here.
Yeah. Well, we do small food items now. And I am currently in the process of getting all my accounts and samples and bigger food items to serve. We're going to serve out of our small waitress area here, as it's going to act as a temporary kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process of actually building out the big kitchen in the back. So that's another big project, financially, mentally, that's going to take our time away from the business. So it's kind of, it's slow. It's a slow process.
Step by step.
It's a real slow process. But I am working on the gourmet hot dogs, I promise. I promise. I'm hoping in the next day or two to have something. We're trying our best to incorporate local products, and it's extremely difficult to have them all come together. Local bread, local relishes, local hot dogs, local meats, just local, 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 and it's very, very difficult. I never realized how hard it was going to be to put it all together like that, you know.
Just for a hot dog.
But it's finally starting to, you know, I finally got all of my vendors in line. I have a local company right up in Climax, Susie's Climax Creations is going to do some local relishes for us. I'm working on the hot dogs. I got three places right now that I'm trying to get them to work with us. So all of these things, I mean, it's just, you know, it all sounds, oh yeah, what's the big deal? But I'm telling you, I've been working on this for weeks. It takes time to do everything. Just to get people to call you back sometimes is 3-4 days, you know? So it's hard. And we really appreciate everybody kind of being patient with us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
we know you're hungry.
We know you're hungry. We know you're thirsty and hungry. we are too.
We got the thirst thing covered.
You got the thirst part covered.
Well,
okay, well, it's been really great hanging out here with y'all, and do you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're going to do a September 10th, I believe, where we can double check that. Members meeting of WGXC.
WGXC, first annual members meeting.
Yeah,
here at Crossroads.
That's going to be a fun thing to do. Also, I should have mentioned, next Thursday, the 11th, we are hosting the first Tri-County Chamber event right here at the brewery. We're going to have all of the chambers coming together here, networking, talking, and we're also bringing in Mod Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Got the shirt on
To do the catering for us. They're great over there. We love them. We want to support them. They want to support us. Mod's over in Hudson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right up by the train station. They're going to be doing the food for us. And we're also going to be doing, hopefully in the beginning of September, we're going to introduce a new thing here. We're kind of introducing some films and stuff, and the first film we're going to do, I believe, is a screening of Gasland, which kind of gives both sides of this whole fracking issue that's going on throughout the Northeast, I believe. I'm learning about it myself now, and it intrigues us because we're a water-based business. A lot of the breweries are kind of concerned about it. So basically what we want to do is, we're not here to take sides. We're not here to say one way or the other. What we want to do here is just give people the tools and the awareness of what's going on for them to kind of come to a conclusion on how they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know about it, you know, you don't know about it. Mm-hmm. So it's just something that I think really people should know about. And, you know, you decide for yourself how you feel about it. It can directly affect all water-based businesses. It concerns us.
The vineyards, breweries.
And all of the breweries are kind of coming together on this through, I'm learning more and more of more breweries that are kind of becoming aware of this. And you know, through the Brewers Association, so that's what we're going to do here. We're going to try and just create some awareness with this Gasland screening. I'm looking at the beginning of September, but once we get a date on that, we'll let you guys know.
So people can stay tuned for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, the fracking issue is not just a water-based business issue.
No, of course.
Yeah.
It's an issue for everyone. Everyone that enjoys clean water.
And clean air.
Should pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from that, I mean, those are all the events.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence our outrage IPA.
Yeah, you're possibly your most popular beer outrage.
No doubt. No doubt.
Stems from things like this.
But yeah, so you've got, you know, besides this being a kind of a casual gathering spot, you're having people are able to come here and have meetings and utilize the space.
Yep.
So that's really great.
Yeah, people come in. Oh, we do have Wi-Fi here now. That's compliments of the Greene County IDA. They put the Wi-Fi in. So the Riverfront Park down there should have Wi-Fi as well, based on, you know, we're sending a signal down there. So a lot of people are coming here after work, kind of doing their computer work and hanging out, having a pint. It's quiet, you know, it's not, it's very laid back. And,
yeah, cool.
And that's what's fun about it, you know. All walks of life are coming in here, which is great.
Yeah. Well, I should mention that we're here, it's probably about 11 a.m., somewhere around there, and Hutch, what is Hutch's formal title here?
Brewmaster.
Hutch the Brewmaster is not here today, so we didn't get to get any nice gurgling sounds, but maybe we'll come back and talk to Hutch at some point.
Sounds like the
wolf. Right, right. Oh, it's definitely very therapeutic if you go in there. It really is.
Beer fermenting is very comforting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the music helps the fermentation too. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, he's away today. He'll be back in tomorrow, so maybe we'll set up for him. You can come back and kind of go through the brewery with him, and mm-hmm. he'll explain to you what goes on. And
hear about the process itself.
Yep, it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Sounds are incredible. We actually react here to sound, which sounds crazy, but we do. We know what sounds the brewery should be making. If you hear something that's a little different, everybody kind of pays attention to it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everything, all of the compressors, all of the fermenters, the motors that are running, our refrigerators, you hear that all day long. And when that thing's purring, no reason for alarm. But when you hear something completely different, it's like, whoa, what was that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty wild. And everybody does it, because you'll see everybody kind of, Janine will be in the office and you see a head pop out like, what was that? And everybody's like, what was that?
Did a hose go? Is something empty?
Did something blow?
Something full?
Yeah, I had a hose blow back here about a couple of weeks ago behind, you know, for the taps. Just as I was about to open, I just walked by and I hear boom, and it was a whoosh. I have people waiting outside. I'm like, really? Now? That's just one of the things, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
like, but every day it's just something else. Something else.
Well, you guys are doing a great job here. It's beautiful. People, listeners out there, if you haven't been over here to Athens to Crossroads, come check it out. What are your hours?
You know better than me.
Right now they are Monday through Thursday, 4 to 9. Friday night, 4 to 12. Saturday, 12 to 12. And Sunday, right now it's 12 to 9, but that's going to be changing to 2 to 9 in about 2 weeks.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Well, I also, before you go off, I also want to just mention the people that we have here working for us.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say for us, with us. They're absolutely phenomenal. We've really gotten lucky with the people that are working with us. Amy and Jared Rowe are here bartending. Nicole is here.
Apollonia.
Nicole Apollonia is here bartending with us. She's been awesome. We have Amy Sarago, as I mentioned earlier, is on Wednesday nights. We have another girl, Rachel, who's here on Sundays.
Rachel Wright.
They're all great people. Everybody should come in just to have a chat with them. They're wonderful to work with. They're a great presence behind the bar.
And you're bartending too, right?
Oh yeah, what a treat that is. Yeah, Monday nights. Monday nights, come on down, folks. Yeah. Yeah.
Monday night's Kenny night.
Yeah, no wonder why two people come in. It's like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe I shouldn't tell them.
Oh, yeah, well, don't worry.
All right.
We'll replace it one time.
All right, well, thanks a lot. And
thanks for taking the time.
Really? Everybody check out Crossroads in Athens when you get a chance.